Smart move number 17 is prevent resentment from building. Remember that problems are like weeds. They will pop up unexpectedly and attack the health of your love garden. Instead of being surprised by problems, anticipate their arrival in advance and know exactly how you're going to eliminate them. Here's a question. Do you approach your love challenges wisely? Problems of some variety will show up in your love relationship whether you're aware of them or not. If you handle the problems that come your way in an effective manner, they become opportunities for learning and personal growth, as well as an important test of your emotional maturity. However, if you don't handle your problems well, they can have severe negative consequences. One result can be a downward spiral into relationship failure. One woman sent me the following email about the way she has chosen to deal with a difficult challenge in her own love life. I got sick and tired of fighting with my husband, Bob, about his lack of sexual desire. So what was my solution? I began an affair with a neighbor. I know it's morally wrong, but it surprisingly seems to have helped our marriage. My husband and I are fighting less, and I don't get on his case about his sex drive anymore. Bob appears to be a lot happier, too. I know that men have affairs all the time in order to fill their sexual needs. Now I find that this can work for a woman as well. I think if I can stay discreet about it, I can pull this off on a regular basis. My one fear, though, is getting caught and hurting my family. I really do appreciate my husband and what a great father he is to our son and daughter. This may sound strange, but I'm really not feeling any guilt at this time. Does that mean that it's okay for me to continue this affair? Everything just seems to be working perfectly right now. Here are some strategies to help you prevent resentment from building and destroying your relationship. First one is see problems as temporary challenges. The first simple step is to refer to your problems from now on as challenges. The word challenge implies that there is a workable solution that can be found with a proper mix of courage, determination, flexibility, discipline, knowledge, and skill. Challenges tend to be temporary in nature and require higher levels of performance in order to overcome them. If a couple can rise to the occasion and muster the will to succeed, they will eventually find a way to restore and maintain their love for each other. Another strategy is attack the problem but not the person. Make sure that you separate the problem from the person. You want to reinforce the idea that you love the person but you hate their bad behaviors. Along the same lines, never question the other person's intent and don't attack their character if you want to prevent an escalation of ill will. When dealing with men, realize that they sometimes do and say dumb things simply because they don't attach much significance to a particular action or its consequences. This is in contrast to how the typical woman would probably view it. If a playful guy thinks that something is no big deal, you can expect him to do or say almost anything. And a last strategy would be, don't be too negative. While it's true that most problems are negative in nature, it doesn't mean that we can't find some positive value in the process of overcoming them. Remind yourself that while there may be problems or imperfections in your relationships, there are still plenty of other things to be grateful about too. In addition, discipline your thinking so that you clearly define your challenges and not make it appear worse than it actually is. The most important point here is that negative problems are handled best when you are in a positive and constructive frame of mind. The bottom line is, dating sucks when problems crop up repeatedly in your love life and send you into an emotional tailspin. But dating rocks when you can anticipate and handle every kind of challenging situation with wisdom, maturity, control, and love. Smart move number 18 is manage your emotional upsets. Remember that almost all upsets are externally triggered but internally driven. So it's not what happens to you that matters, it's how you choose to respond that is important. Here's a question. When faced with adversity in your relationship, will you choose to respond or will you react? Getting upset recklessly with a partner will build resentment and create doubt in the relationship. One woman emailed me the following example regarding how her frequent upsets nearly destroyed her own love life. My boyfriend and I went through a period where I seemed to be constantly upset with him. We'd be fine for a few days, and then I'd get moody. It was always about the same thing, my desire for more physical intimacy. My boyfriend felt that he was giving as much as he could and that I didn't appreciate the moments that we had. I finally made a public scene in front of our friends. I yelled at him for not showing me enough love. He was thinking that I'm just too high maintenance, and I was thinking that he doesn't appreciate me. But after a week off from each other, I realized that he has always been emotionally supportive. I was just too needy, too demanding, and too emotional. I came real close to losing him because I was expecting him to show me love like a woman does and didn't realize that he's doing it in the way that feels natural to him. Here are some strategies to help you manage your emotional upsets. First one, ask yourself this question. Was this act really intended to harm you? If you want to protect yourself from the actions and opinions of others, realize this fact immediately. People do things first and foremost for their own benefit. Also understand that what's important or real to you may not be the same for someone else. Therefore, expect people to choose the quickest, easiest, and least painful pathway in order to gain pleasure or to avoid pain. Rarely is an act intentionally meant to harm another person. It could just be that there is some kind of benefit for the one who is behind it. Remember that in almost all cases, men have no intention of causing a woman they love any kind of real suffering. Another question to ask, does this kind of thing happen all the time? Repeated intentional acts of meanness should be promptly reprimanded, but an occasional mess-up should be given a temporary pass. Even when things do happen repeatedly, it may still be wise to refrain from saying the trigger phrase, "You always do that." If you want to prevent your arguments from escalating out of control, be sure to measure the frequency of an unpleasant act accurately. Another question asks, could this act be appropriate or even useful? As wise and caring adults, we shouldn't act or respond in a hostile way when someone's actions are not intentional, excessive, or inappropriate for a situation at hand. And if we see a long-term benefit from a short-term setback, we are able to convert the negatives we receive into positives. When there is indeed a real problem related to their actions, just make your perspective and your needs clear to them in a cooperative manner. And the last strategy I recommend for managing your emotional upsets is not to manage them at all. It's simply to let it go and move forward. That way you're able to release the bad feelings that are stored in your body and just move forward. That's probably the best advice of all. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you have no control of your negative emotions and you gradually destroy the things you cherish so much in your love life. But dating rocks when you get a firm grip on your upsets and grow as a person who is deserving of respect, admiration, trust, and love.